Sermon Notes Series, The Secret of His Great Power, BH The Secret to Living a Powerful, Transformative Christian Life Lies in the Holy Spirit, as promised in Acts 1:8, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Without the Holy Spirit, our spiritual lives falter, our understanding of Scripture dims, and we remain bound to the emptiness of the world. This article explores how hunger for God, yielded to the Spirit, unlocks His great power, releasing us from bondage into liberty and grace. The necessity of hunger. Hunger for God is the evidence of the Holy Spirit's presence within us. A life devoid of this hunger is restless, frustrated, and enslaved to legalism, the natural tendency to rely on rules rather than relationship. Zechariah 4:6 declares, "It is not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Without this spiritual appetite, we sow to the flesh, reaping corruption, Galatians 6:8, but hunger drives us to sow to the Spirit, yielding eternal life. This hunger manifests in prayer and Scripture not out of guilt, but out of a deep desire for God's presence. Guilt pulls us away from grace, while hunger draws us into intimacy. When we pray or read the Word because we are hungry, we experience liberty, not condemnation. The Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of grace, liberates us from the law's dominion, ushering us into a supernatural realm where we become masters, not slaves. The Holy Spirit, source of great power. The Holy Spirit empowers us to witness with great power, as seen in Acts 4:33, and with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. This power develops through a relationship with the Spirit, growing from the initial outpouring at Pentecost into a deeper fellowship. The Holy Spirit manifests in seven perfect revelations, reflecting His limitless nature and bringing liberty where He reigns, Revelation 1:4, 4-5, 5-6. Spirit of grace, opposite to law, grace frees us from guilt and bondage. Ezekiel 36:26 26-27 promises a new heart and spirit, causing us to walk in God's statutes, not by our effort, but His. Spirit of life, life is the absence of spiritual death, separation from God. The Holy Spirit turns darkness into light, restoring conviction where apathy once reigned. Spirit of adoption, Romans 8:15 assures us we receive the Spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. As children, we ask confidently, not beg like slaves. Spirit of holiness, this Spirit eliminates sin's dominance, making holiness natural, Romans 1:4. Yielding to Him purges sinful thoughts. Spirit of supplication, Zechariah 12:10 imparts a heart to intercede for others, bringing needs before God's throne. Spirit of truth, John 16:13 guides us into all truth, eliminating confusion and empowering us with clarity. Spirit of glory, 1 Peter 4:14 brings God's presence, where demons flee, and oppression vanishes. These manifestations perfect our walk with God, centering us before His throne. Yielding to the Spirit, the price of power. Receiving this power requires yielding, dying to self. Like a glove lifeless without a hand, our bodies are empty until the Holy Spirit fills them. Yielding is painful, involving the crucifixion of our flesh at the cross, Galatians 2:20. The process is not a formula but a surrender, where we quit trying and let the Spirit work. As the preacher experienced, crying out, Lord, crucify my flesh, led to death to self and a new life of anointing. This death is not natural to us, educated as we are in staying alive. Yet, when we die, the Holy Spirit resurrects us as vessels of honor and power. He takes our surrendered lives, fills them with His presence, and uses us mightily. Conclusion, embracing the secret. The secret of His great power is hunger for God, satisfied only by the Holy Spirit's indwelling. This hunger frees us from legalism, fills us with grace, and empowers us to witness with boldness. To walk in this power, yield to the Spirit today. Pray, Holy Spirit, come upon me. Crucify my flesh and fill me with Your power. Make me Your witness. As you die to self, you will reap the life and glory only He can give, transforming your eternity.